Welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show. And joining us now is the CEO of Tunnel to Towers Foundation, Frank Siller. Of course, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation honors the sacrifice of firefighter Stephen Siller, Frank's brother, who laid down his life to save others on September 11, 2001. The foundation also honors our military and first responders who continue to make the supreme sacrifice of life and limb for our country. Please join me in welcoming to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show, Frank Siller. All right, Frank, are you there?
I am here, Judge. Thanks for having me on this morning. And so we are reading the names right now as I'm speaking with you of all the great souls that we lost from 9/11 illnesses. And many of them are first responders, but many aren't. Many of the ones who are just down there working and on the pile, digging, looking for my brother, looking for their friends, and looking for maybe their family members. And we're told that the toxins were okay, then you didn't have to worry about the air quality, but, you know, here we are still 20 years later, and we keep on losing guys and women.
And we still suffer. You know,
every week.
Frank, I got to tell you, I mean, I remember walking Ground Zero on September 12th with, I believe it was Governor Pataki, and there were so many people with signs and pictures of their loved ones, and, you know, everyone was looking for someone. And I just remember thinking, this has to be dangerous. I mean, and then when the government comes out, the government, I mean, that has all the resources available to protect us, and they say, oh, it's okay down there, no problem. You know, it's just shocking. But what you have done is you've turned the negative. You've turned the outrageous killing of our American people by extremist Muslim jihadist terrorists into a positive by creating a life for those who come home with catastrophic illnesses and taking care of the families who lose a loved one. And I got to tell you, Frank, I have watched you over the last month or so as you did your 500 and whatever mile walk through six states. You look great. I mean, I don't know why you look so terrific, but, you know, there's something about what you're doing that it feels to me like you were meant to do it.
I agree with you. I was meant to do it. I wanted to do something to honor my youngest brother. He inspires his older siblings to do good, and not just his honor and memory, but for all the ones that we lost on 9/11. And this journey, that walk I was on, I've met, oh my goodness, so many beautiful Americans, so many people who love America, and it just lifted my spirits and encouragement. I just feel so more positive about what I thought was so divisive of Americans, and I don't feel that way. I feel like when it comes right down to it, you know, when we lost the 13 great military personnel that just died in Afghanistan, all of America was upset. They were all upset. You know, it was reminded me of 9/11 in not the same way. Obviously, we didn't lose 3,000. But everybody, it really was both sides of the aisle was upset. And now, when it comes right down to it, America is under attack. Americans come together.
Well, most. Well, you know, yesterday, Frank. I mean, I was at Citi Field when I was doing the five. The Fox show, The Five, and you came on set, and I don't know if you felt this way, but I felt great there. I said, oh my goodness, you know, I watch the news so much. I'm so disappointed with you know, all of this hate of America. We hate the flag. You can't say this. They take a knee. I mean, I'm infuriated. I'm incensed. But there, the energy was pro-American. It was palpable. It was fantastic. What are your thoughts from Citi Field yesterday?
I couldn't agree with you more. It was so exciting. It was a celebration, and people came together. And believe me, there wasn't just conservatives there. There was both sides of the aisle there, and it was a beautiful sight. It reminded me of what happened was right after 9/11. It really did. It really reminded me of that. And I got to tell you, Fox, oh my goodness, what you guys surprised me with yesterday, you know, during the interview at the Five, when I was told that they donated $1 million to us, Fox Corp. And think of all the families that were going to be able to help because of that. It really knocked me off my feet. So, you know, I've been walking that 537 miles, right? And then when Jesse asked me, Frank, how do you feel now? And I said, after, you told me we're getting $1 million, I said, a million times better, that's for sure. Because we could do a lot with that $1 million and help a lot of families. And I can't thank Fox enough. And I got to tell you, our relationship with WABC, you know, John Casamatias, what he's done for us, John. And all of you over there have been phenomenal, And because of it, we're getting more and more people join us on a mission to do good and take care of the greatest of all Americans, these ones who are willing to die for you and I. And, you know, the $11 a month is not asking too much, you know, to help these families. And I think we owe it to them. And it's working. You're the way that you get your message across there. I really appreciate it, WABC.
Well, you know, Frank, let me just tell you from my perspective. So we're going out on set to do the five, and it's pretty much, you know, under wraps that you're getting the $1 million. I mean, it's not even, you know, it's not even in the program, right? And so all of us are so excited to be able to see your reaction when we say, you know, Fox Corporation is giving Frank $1 million. And, you know, so you're sitting there and you know, you took a beat, and then your eyes kind of widened when you realized that it was giving you, that Fox was giving you that $1 million. And it is so well deserved, Frank, because who would even think, Frank, about building homes for those who are catastrophically injured so that they can access the stove, they can get into a shower. I mean, every person has individual needs. They get their dignity back. They get their ability to have some sense of pride. And you did that, Frank, but you didn't stop there. And you know, this is your mission. Now you have property, and now you're going to build a village, the Do Good Village. Tell my listeners about that.
Well, we had a big parcel of land donated to us right outside of Tampa, Florida. And when it was donated to us, I didn't know what I was going to do. I was thinking of maybe even selling it and just taking the proceeds to help us build these houses. And you know, we came up with, actually, the person who donated said, boy, wouldn't it be nice if you could build some houses here? And I said, oh, my goodness. I said, maybe we could do a village. And you know, we're all premised, the foundation is St. We you know, live by the teachings of St. Francis. And St. Francis said, while we have time, let us do good. And that's why we're going to call the Do Good, Let Us Do Good Village, and properly so. So we're so excited. The land is all approved. I have it all approved already. Went through all the zoning applications, and so we're going to be breaking ground on it very shortly. And it's an exciting undertaking. We have three families that will be going down there right away, you know, as soon as we build it. So hopefully this time next year, or by Christmas of next year, that I have the first phase of it done, and we can have families in there. But we're going to build over 100 homes. So we need $11 a month. It adds up, believe it or not, when people do the $11 a month, because not everyone could do $1 million like Fox just did. Although, believe me, we need that $1 million. But we count on the $11 a month.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you said something yesterday. You said, you know, when we have the village, the Do Good Village, you said the families will be able to connect. And do you remember what you said about the families growing up?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, there's going to be so many love stories that's going to come out of that, out of this village. There are going to be other families around. Each family understands the loss that they went through. Who better than these families to console and grow together and heal together and guarantee they're going to fall in love together? And that's going to be one of the beautiful things that's going to come out of this the village. And we're proud to just be part of it. It's amazing just to see it all unfold. It's just not the village, the building these houses for our injured service members all over the country, paying off the mortgages for fallen first responders and police officers. You know, without police officers, we don't have a society. You know, we don't have a society, so we better take care of them too. And we are at the Tunnels to Towers Foundation. Once again, most Americans respect and appreciate them, but there are some loudmouths that that get it wrong. I mean, not every police officer is perfect, so I'm not naive, but 99.999% give their willing to give their lives for us. So we better take care of them.
Yeah, and you know, Frank, as we look back, on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and the America that we were in 2001, with everybody, when you see a police officer, you would nod your head, or you'd say hi or shake a hand, or it's so different today. I mean, people taking a knee, people being anti-American, burning the flag. I mean, I don't know where that comes from, but my fear is, as they're being taught this in schools across America, this anti-1776, I worry for this country, and I worry about what is happening across the world. And I don't know that we're, I said it in my open last night, I don't believe we're any safer. Now the Taliban's in control, and they've got, 40, 50, 60, 80 million dollars worth of our military equipment, and it's a dangerous time in America right now, and the borders are open. Afghan evacuees are being brought in, and I had a congressman on my show last night, who said the Afghan evacuees are being brought in to Fort Bliss and some of the other forts across the country, and they're just leaving in Ubers. They're just taking right off. And we have no control over them. They're not the SIV holders. They're not the interpreters. They're just people who are being brought in. And I fear for what we're being ginned up for. But, having spoken about Afghanistan, I mean, we heard about the one service member whose wife was pregnant and about to give birth, a couple weeks ago. It was 3 weeks. I understand that you jumped right in, and tell us what you did with that service member's wife.
Well, we are going to take care of her. We're going to make sure she gets a mortgage-free home. We do that for all Gold Star families who their loved ones die for our country and leave young families behind. In this instance, she'll be giving birth in the next week or so, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has already made that promise to her that we're going to give her a mortgage-free home. We're proud to do that. These last 13 service members that gave their life for our country are going to be remembered forever because it was so horrific and so unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And but yet these great service members are willing to be there and protect us and give their lives for us. So once again, as a nation, we better take care of these families that are left behind, and we're proud to. Tunnel to Towers Foundation is proud to take care of them, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there in America that respect the flag. I'm a child of the '60s. I was a teenager in the '60s, mm-hmm. And you talk about burning flags and all this other stuff that went down. It was disgusting then, and anyone that doesn't respect it is disgusting now. You want to protest? You protest a way that's peacefully but respectful to your country, and most certainly to your flag, because people die for that flag and die mm-hmm. for our freedom, and that should always be respected.
Right, right. And I just want to make one mention before I let you go, Frank Siller, CEO of Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Number one, thank you for being the support behind the Judge Jeanine Pirro Sunday morning Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. I thank you for your support. And I also want to mention that you started the foundation with your sisters, Janice, Mary, and Gina, and your brother, George, your brothers, George and Russell. How many are in your family? How many kids were there?
Seven siblings. The youngest was the first to go, and the oldest died about a year and a half ago.
I'm sorry.
And so there's five of us left, and we're all committed to make sure that we continue to do good. And we know our brother's spirits, as well as my parents, who taught us all the stuff about giving back and being selfless and doing for others, will always be the spirit that carries us through all these difficult times. And believe me, America always comes out the other side.
Well,
it's America the Beautiful.
It is beautiful. She is beautiful. And so are you, Frank, and the Frank Siller and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. God bless you for what you have done. You picked up where, you know, no one came in to fill that void, and you did it. God bless you, and God bless your family. Frank Siller, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Judge.
All
have
right.
A great day.